Good evening and welcome to worship. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Gracious and holy God, as we enter into this space tonight, we pray that we might sense the presence of your Spirit. Lord, quiet our hearts and our minds. May we be open to your word. May we be guided and directed by you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Be at peace and silence as you listen for the Holy One. From Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time onwards and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. During this silence, you are invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer, intention, or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the prayer bench to receive prayer or anointing for yourself or another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you're welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, take communion, or at the end of worship. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of the oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. From Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. those who lived in a land of deep darkness. On them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. We're going to continue taking some time during the season of Advent to work through some different meditative practices. So tonight we're going to talk about practicing the presence of God. Brother Lawrence was a monk in the 1600s, and he's one of my role models when it comes to practicing God's presence. For all the important monk jobs one can have, his monk job was to wash the dishes. And he decided he was going to wash the dishes as though that was the most important and holy work that a person could do. And so every day when he would wash the dishes at the monastery, he would practice God's presence. And he would try to see how God was at work even in the act of dishwashing, in a way to acknowledge that God's presence is always with us. He once wrote, "I cannot imagine how religious persons can live satisfied without practicing the presence of God." And so when we practice God's presence, we acknowledge that God's already here among us. And yet so often in our busyness and our hurrying and our many other things we do, we don't take time to sit with and acknowledge that presence. So during this Advent season, we're going to do that in a couple ways this evening. The first present, or the first way we're going to practice presence, these come from an author, Whitney Simpson. If you were with us last year during Advent, we did these. If you don't remember, that's actually for the best. I was hoping you wouldn't. So you may find them familiar, but they're good, and we're going to do them again this year. And so I want to invite you into a posture of presence. Practicing presence in everyday life should not feel intimidating. You can use this practice when you're overwhelmed or anxious. Engaging your body in prayer is powerful and helps you draw nearer to God's presence. It allows us to receive hope and peace, love and joy. So find yourself seated comfortably, and this is an opportunity to use your five senses to practice God's presence in any situation. For really anyone, from kids to adults, it's an easy way to practice presence. And so the first thing you're going to do is notice five things you can see. Notice five things you can see. Look around and bring to your attention to five things that you can see around you. Try to notice five things in extreme detail. So take some moments in silence and notice five things you can see. Now notice four things you can feel with your sense of touch. Notice four things you can feel. Now notice three things you can hear. This one might be a little more challenging for us because we're a pretty quiet group, but notice three things you can hear. Quiet yourself and notice. Then notice two things you can smell. Breathe in and notice two things you smell. And then notice one thing you can taste. Notice one thing you can taste, or take a moment now to taste something delicious in your mind. And then take a moment in silence to reflect on what you saw and felt and heard and smelled and tasted, and notice where God's presence was in those senses. Then for our second practice this evening, we're going to use our hands. Your hands are extensions of your being. They help you to give and receive God's love each and every day. Consider the number of times your hands have been folded in prayer, outstretched to help someone else, or simply held by a loved one. In this posture of presence, you're invited to explore using your hands. So first, bring to mind a person or even a pet that loves you. Bring to mind a person that loves you. Imagine this love being extended to you now, and open your hands to receive it. Consider this love, and then give thanks for the love that God has extended to you through the Christ child and the incarnation of Christ. with open hands, prepare to receive this love as you offer your own love and life to God. With presence, recognize the gift of love and the gift of Christ. And then with your hands open and looking at your palms up before you, take a moment and look at your palms. What do you notice? Then turn your hands over, palms down, and look again. See every detail. Do your hands remind you of the hands of a loved one? Are your hands a symbol of the work you do in this world, or the work that you're called to do? And then finally, cup your open hands and tell God that you're ready to receive the gift of Christ.